Suvis Perk Alf Mishnehe. Ochel Eitzel Chama Behuda Shalor Be'edim. If a person eats by his father-in-law in the area of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael without any Eidim, Eini Yochel Litoin Tainis Psulim. He can't make a Taina of the Tainis Psulim that he didn't find that she had Psulim after he has Nisuin. Mipnei Misyachinima. Because during the time of Kiddushin, he had Yichud with her. Meaning, in Yehuda, this area of Eretz Yisrael is divided into three areas, Yehuda, Evar, Yarden, and Galil. So there's a minog that even before the chuppah, after the husband was mekadosh the wife, they would have yichud together. And the assumption was, not only was there yichud, but there was also bia.
So why did they set up this minog like this?
So the different reasons why. So the rab brings that his libo should be gaspa, that he should desire her and be familiar with her. But if there are edim that saw that they didn't have yichud, that's one thing. But the Mishnah tells us in a case where there were no edim, like Tosfos brings, it's almost impossible for the male to hold back. So for sure, there's an assumption that they had bia. And the Yerushalmi says that the reason for this reason, a different reason, is because the Romans, since there's a Kabbalah that Yehuda was the one that killed Esav, so to get him back in the future, any bride that was going to be married to a chassan, any Jewish bride, they made a gzeira that the bride would have bia with the Roman officer. Therefore, the Bnei Yehuda specifically had this minhag that if the Romans would ever come and take this girl, since she first had relations with her husband and she was drawn after him, therefore the relations that she would have with this Roman would be ba'ones. It would be forced. And therefore, when it's forced, she wouldn't become usher to her husband. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that this guy, after the chuppah, he can't go and say that there's a mekach tos here, because we assume that he was the one that broke the besulim. Achas almanas Yisrael, v'achas almanas Kayin k'suvas almana. Whether it's an almana of Yisrael, meaning she's the daughter of Yisrael, or an almana that's the daughter of a Kohen, both of them, the k'suva is only a mana, since they're almana. Now we're going to see why we have to teach, of course, what's the difference. So now the Mishnah tells us, based in Shalkanim ha'yagoyven l'b'sula arba meos zuz, the basin of Kohanim used to collect for a b'sula 400 zuz, that's double what a regular girl would get. V'lomichu v'yadam chacham, the chacham didn't object to this, because of the chashivas and the yichus of the Kohanim, so there was an assumption, so it's actually machlekes rishonim, what actually happened. Was it the fact that in the ksuva was written that he should give her 400 zuz as what's fitting for her, being the bas kohen, and since it wasn't written in the lashon of a tosefes ksuva, like we're going to see later, that it should be separated above and beyond the regular 200 zuz. Nevertheless, the chacham didn't object to this. It was okay. And then Taisa says that they didn't even have to write it at all. Even if he just had a regular ksuba that said 200 zuz, the base in the Kohanim can still collect 400 because it was an implied power that they had. Melech HaShem is medayik like Taisa because it says, based in Shalkanim, hayagovin, they would collect. It doesn't say they would write. Hayakoisvin lebsula, Arbim, it says they would collect even though it wasn't written. And the reason they can do this is because this is a Tanai based in that they have the power to do so. And that's why in the previous case, it said about an almana, whether she's an almana Yisrael or even the almana of a Kohen, there the ksuba is always a mana. That was why the previous case speaks out an almana Yisrael and almana's Kohen.